Hey ho, what do you know? It's time for the Matt Dean Clark Show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the weekly review. This is Not Good Presents, the weekly review, and welcome back to the podcast that critics around this great world of ours are calling the absolute worst. Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Love the positive reviews. Nothing but positivity here on the show. but anyways, let's get right into it today. It is Monday, April 22nd. It is 1:58 in the p.m. in the good old afternoon, and weather-wise, it's 67. It is so nice out. So there you go with that. That is pretty good. Can't complain about that. I mean, you can. You can complain about anything. We all know those people, but we're not going to do that here. We're going to talk advice. Let's get into advice, ladies and gentlemen, everyone's favorite segment of the show. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. And we will read a future advice question or comment on an upcoming podcast. We'll start with somebody who wants to know, how do they revive a friendship after they killed it themselves with a hostile text? So this woman ended her friendship out of the blue via text, and she wants to know, can she track this person down that she sent it to and find out what's going on? I think if you ended it, you should definitely reach out. Yeah, that wouldn't mess with your friend's head at all. I mean, if there's a reason, like if you realized, like, you know what, I shouldn't have sent that text, I was out of line, then yeah, then I think you should maybe apologize. But if you're just kind of just checking in, being like, hey, are you watching the new X-Men? I feel like, no, leave it alone. You sent the text. You clearly wanted to end it for a reason, and maybe you needed that time. But if it's one of those things where it's like, no, maybe you overreacted and you want to apologize, I support that. Go for that. Next person wants to know, roommate's boyfriend is a jerk to the cat, to the old household cat. How could someone do that? You know, I always hate movies when they hurt the animals. It doesn't matter. I'm not a huge dog fan, but it doesn't matter if it's a dog or a cat. If a, you know, an animal is injured in a show, I am immediately bummed out. But especially if it's a cat. Roommate's boyfriend has been extremely vocal and tiresome, that's quote unquote, about hating the resident cat. And apparently the boyfriend's actions are, or reactions. That's important to note. I said actions, but it's reactions are escalating. I think in these situations, when you come across and come in contact with somebody who is in direct opposition of your beliefs and all that, I think you be calm, you be mature, and you push that boyfriend out of a window. No, you don't do any of that. I think what you do be calm, you do be mature. Some people just hate cats and dogs. And I think, you know, that happens. Some people have, like, they just hate animals. You know what I mean? But as long as that person's not being physical, then in my opinion, I think it's all good. Because we're all going to come in contact with people that have, you know, like I said earlier, just oppositions. We're not going to like all the same things. That's life, ladies and gentlemen. So you move on. You know what I mean? You silently hold a grudge and you move on like a normal person. Next person wants to know, their last therapist said that cold calling her office was weird. Now what? So a therapist's rude response, apparently, to a cold call. This letter writer isn't sure how to find another provider. I think if a therapist thinks you're weird, then you need to keep that therapist for sure. Yep, you want that nice kind of calm environment where they think you're just a nut. No, I mean, there's not a ton of details in this question that was sent because it's like, you know, did you cold call your therapist at like 3 a.m. and somehow have their house number or their cell number, you know what I mean? Where it's like a clear blurring of the lines. You know, that's inappropriate then, if that's the case. But otherwise, if it's just like, no, they called your office or you called their office because you just had a quick follow-up question or you needed someone to talk to right then, I don't know. I don't know if that's totally, it is out of line in the sense of that, you know, you have a scheduled time, but maybe you, it was an emergency, you needed someone to speak to. So I don't know. Definitely, it sounds like you probably don't have this therapist anymore, but I don't think that's a bad thing. If you do have this therapist, maybe it's time to get a new one. Finally, someone wants to know, my cousin is telling people that I'm excluding her out of events, and I'm doing it because it's out of revenge, quote unquote. Well, this too, you know, any family matters like that, you should mention this, but you should do it at the next Thanksgiving and let everyone at the table have an opinion. Uncle Charlie, what do you think? Let's go around the table. Everyone just make a, you know, say a comment. First thing that comes to the top of your head. And do it after dinner. So after they've had a couple of drinks in them. That should get things nice and interesting. Right, it is Tuesday, April 23rd. It is 1:53 p.m. and it is 57 degrees, high of 61 today. I'm going outside soon for a little walk around the lake. So there you go with that. Great weather for that. So yeah, it is Tuesday, so let's do entertainment news. Some entertainment news of the week. These are a few stories that I found today that are actually connected. So, you know what? Why not go for that? We'll start with Mila Kunis is not going to be back on another season of That 90s Show. So That 90s Show, spinoff of That 70s Show, of course. I loved That 70s Show. And I actually enjoyed every episode of That 90s Show. Her and Ashton were on just to kind of introduce their son in the show. And then she said that that was the main purpose of why she did that cameo, was to get that story going, and then they are going to bail and not come back. So who knows? Maybe they will change their minds at some point because they are obviously fan favorites. But it was kind of disappointing news to hear just because, you know, even when you watch that show, what's great is the mom and dad are on every episode. So that's good. You have that consistency of the original show, and they're so great. But you don't see a lot of the reoccurring cast members. You know, they come in sporadically. So I definitely could have used more of that. But it sounds like it's probably going to be more of the same. You know, this article I read this morning was kind of hinting at that the reason it probably was is more that they're, of why she's not doing it, Mila Kunis, is that it might be because of the plot holes of the show. She's been vocal about that. And she said that her character and Kelso, so her and Ashton Kutcher, wouldn't have been together on the 90s show. Because she said the original series ended with Jackie and Fez together. So she's like, what happened there? Quoted in 2022, she said, I call BS. I was like, my character would be with Fez. I think that I ended up with Wilmer's character. And I was like, why are Kelso and I together? So there you go. That is a good point. But you know, they're probably changing it because obviously they're married in real life. So them being on screen together is also a reminder of like, oh yeah, they're also together in real life. So kind of like inside jokes and nods to that. But some news in this article too was that Seth Green will be coming back for a few episodes of the new season as his character in season 5 and 6, the villain Mitch Miller. So there you go. If there's any Mitch Miller fans, you can look forward to that. Going from Mila Kunis as the kind of the connecting tissue of these stories, we go to one about Family Guy. It is, they're celebrating their 25th anniversary. 25 years. That's so crazy. I remember in college when they brought it back after they canceled it. That was like this huge thing, and I'm so old. Old guy. But anyways, they were celebrating the anniversary at the Paley Center, and Patrick Warburton let it be known that no one hates Family Guy more than his parents. He said that they hate the show even more today than they did 25 years ago. And he says it's because they have a different moral compass than that of Seth MacFarlane and his kind of world that he's created. He said his father spent 3 months in a monastery and almost became a monk. And he said that his mom belonged to the American Television Council and actually tried to, while she was part of the council, get the show canceled. It's a lot of good family support for the Family Guy. I haven't checked in on that show. I'll check in sporadically, and I'm always still pleased and love it. I'll have to do that again, see how this current season's doing. But there you go. So that's entertainment news for today. So tomorrow, I'm kind of excited, is the live show on Wednesday. And so we'll be doing I'll post a little segment from that pre-show, obviously in here as the part of the Wednesday check-in. But I'm very excited because, you know, it's twofold. I'm disappointed I can't make that actual live show because I have a work conflict where I will be working on the live production of a St. Paul Saints game. So I'm doing that tomorrow during this time for the podcast where we have six people a part of this book club podcast. So trying to get everyone's schedule to come together is so difficult. So this was the day that unfortunately originally worked for everybody, but I couldn't get out of it. But everyone else's schedule, it's just, you know, it's so tough to do. So we're just going to keep going forward with that and just have Brett and Jacob do kind of co-hosting duties. And it's going to be awesome. So yeah, let's actually check out after this break. Let's check out a clip of their daily check-in of the pre-show.
Is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. It's 56 degrees here in Elk River, Minnesota. We're gonna Balmy. Just jump right into like some what's happening. I've been hit with allergies today. I think it hit me today. I don't know if anyone else has been feeling it at all.
Yes.
Or
I have.
Okay.
I mean, my nose is itchy and my eyes are itchy and I'm sneezing and I got a rash. So
definitely allergies.
That's allergy rash.
Wow, hay fever.
Coming in hot. So
the hay fever's gotten intense.
It's really bad.
And you get like super phlegmy when you have hay fever. Like
I think like you can't even keep your eyes open. Like they're so puffy.
That's maybe what I'm getting in my one eye. I get something like that now.
That's pink eye.
That's pink eye.
You got pink eye, huh?
Something like that. But
farting on your pillows.
Another thing. I know this comes up on the show a lot. It's mostly comes to Matt's attention. I think is the when you're out at a restaurant and you order sides, right? You get sides, you get like the free chips, kettle chips or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then they try to sell you on, you know, do you want the fries? Do you want the waffle fries for extra? I was out on Saturday night in Rogers, Minnesota. And the server did well. She was awesome. She said, upgrade. Would you like to upgrade to
And then no fries? Mention of fee or anything?
Yeah. Does this count as a good notice? Or
say upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade. Yeah, it sounds like it costs money. It's
like
free.
An upsell. Like for them, it's an upsell and they get credit for upsell.
Well, what was it, Brett? Would you like to upgrade and have a filet mignon?
Right.
What was it?
You want a 10-piece versus a 6-piece?
Yeah, it was kettle chips. It was Brussels sprouts versus kettle chips.
So you got Brussels sprouts.
So you usually get...
Which costs more expensive.
The kettle chips were way... No, I'm just joking.
The healthy thing was more expensive.
Sounds like a mistake either way.
So did she say, do you want to upgrade to Brussels sprouts? Or did she say, do you want to upgrade your side?
She said, did you want to upgrade like your kettle chips to either fries, Brussels sprouts?
100% notice. Okay. There's no question
about
that.
How are the Brussels sprouts prepared? Are they like at least roasted or are they fried?
They were really good. Yeah.
Was this our
steamed?
This was our slappers.
Our slappers, yeah. Okay.
This
let's just call it main social on R.
Yeah. And so...
Do Brussels sprouts make you gassy? Is that what got you the pink eye?
That could have, you know, I'm seeing a correlation now between all of this.
It's like coming back to
Brussels. Did they have balsamic vinegar on them? Because that's how you elevate a Brussels sprout.
Vinaigrette.
They had bacon. They had bacon on it.
Okay.
Like big chunks of bacon. Mm-hmm. Delicious. My aunts loved them. They had maybe like a honey sauce.
Oh,
it's like a glaze. Sweet. Yeah.
So
balsamic is sweet, Brett. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so maybe it's, it was like
it's black, so that's the telltale sign of what it is.
So was it a big expense change that you were just so thrown off by that, like, oh my god, I would not have upgraded if
I
knew.
Was the sticker shock? Yeah.
I think it was a $350.
That's damn near a beer.
So
yeah,
break the bank.
Well, half a beer these days.
Right, yeah. I guess it depends on the type of beer.
Are we going to Slappers or are we going? Where are we going?
This is at our Slappers.
That beer, I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, at our Slappers, it's probably $7 for a beer. But at Slappers, it's probably like $4.
Yeah, maybe.
You heard it here first, folks.
Not anymore. Not in the evening. They don't have the
evening
HH anymore. Which we all got banged out by, but okay. I think that's all I got for like pre show stories. Matt's gonna be very confused.
How much
about
did he ask for?
Well,
a couple stories. I mean,
I went on a trip. Do we want to talk about that here or later?
Do we want to? We could save it for checking in.
We'll check it in later
if you want to do that.
We can talk about my rash.
Yeah, you got a rash.
It's fine. It's
is it itchy?
It's itchy.
Where is your rash?
It's on.
Are you wearing wool too to really force the itchiness?
No, it's on the skin, external body parts. Like not inside, you know what I mean?
Topical.
It's probably like poison ivy spread across my body, but I'm surviving.
Quit bragging. Holy cow.
And it's not allergies?
I don't know, maybe it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never broken out like this from allergies, but like it's unknown where it came from. So it's just like an allergic reaction to the external world.
Has anyone done any of the allergy testing?
That's a great song name. What'd you say? An external reaction to the outside world or something like that.
Yeah, very.
That sounds like a Panic at the Disco song.
No, I should do an allergy test though. Like when they do the needle, like is
don't
it kind of like acupuncture?
On the
scratch test?
Yeah. I should
the
do that.
The whole grid of like.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
All the things.
Yeah.
You guys have food allergies? I think I ask damn near everybody I know about this.
I mean, cantaloupe and honey, like melons make my throat itch. Like it's very minor. Like I'm not going to like break out or like my throat.
Yeah, start choking.
Yeah, but like I have a severe itch. Like in my mouth and throat after I eat.
But you love cantaloupes?
No, I don't eat
it
because I don't like it. Like, because I'll sit there and do the. That looks gross.
Yeah,
was that you deep throating? Using your tongue to scratch your palate?
Yes, that's
is that what you were doing?
Yes.
How can we tell? I can't see through your teeth.
Do it again.
No.
Like, look at what I'm doing, guys. I have x-ray vision.
Anyways, yeah, like it itches that I have to use my tongue to scratch my throat and mouth. So yeah, that's like my only allergy. But
do you have any allergies?
No, but I would say I'm allergic to eating Cap'n Crunch because every time I eat it, it scratches not the roof of my mouth, like the area underneath my tongue somehow. So I just don't eat Cap'n Crunch.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I can see that.
Fiberglass cereal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fiberglass of cereals.
PFAS in there.
There's forever corn in it.
If only. Oh, that's right. Okay, give me 1 second. Then we can. Then we should probably start this show, right? Maybe I needed one more. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Do we kick it off? Do we Let's do it?
There aren't enough blue moons in the world that would prevent me from wanting to do this podcast.
He's already on number two, Brett.
Right. Okay. Someone get. Should I? Someone give me a countdown. Someone give me a countdown.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Weekly Review. It is Thursday, April 25th, and it is 11:30 in the a.m., and it is looking like a beautifully sunny day. It's supposed to be in the high 60s, so that's pretty cool. Excited about that. So we just heard a clip from from this week's live show of Not Good. Check it out. It's fully streaming now and fully available, so you can check that out. And it actually, I misstated before, they did a co-hosting duty. It's Brett and then Jacob both taking kind of 50-50% of hosting duties. And so there you go. So check that out. They did a great job, and it is, it's kind of a cool mix having that in there. So check out that episode that is now currently available. Today though, let's do some random news stories of the week. So let's get right to it. Let's start with, we'll go to this. A British man, because we love Guinness World Records here on the show. So try to illuminate and show people Guinness Record stories as much as we can. And so here's one, and we go to Britain. A British man ran a distance of 1 mile through the water in a swimming pool in an attempt, say that 18 times fast, in an attempt to break a Guinness World Record. Adam Lopez, 37, he ran 63 laps in the 82-foot pool. It's so funny. I'm so stupid because I first thought that he was fully submerged while doing it. And that he's running fully underneath water. And that's where my mind went to right away. And then I was like, is he wearing weighted shoes? What would he do for brakes? Does he have brakes down at the bottom of the pool? Does he have an oxygen tank? I was like, no, dummy. It was like a hydrotherapy pool. So it's like he's just, it's, you know, shallow enough for him to walk in. So, which is still like, that's still insanely tough to do. And Lopez bested the current Guinness World Record by 4.5 minutes. So there you go. And it says apparently evidence from his attempt still needs to be reviewed by officials before becoming official. Lopez said he started exercising in the pool after being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. He said when someone tells you your life's under threat, it changes your complexion on how you look at morality. Sometimes we take our lives for granted and our health for granted, and we shouldn't. We should look after ourselves, look after our body, because it's the only place you've got to live. So there you go with that. It's a very good feel-good story. And also the record attempt raised money for a 5-year-old girl named Grace who was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. The money will go towards home upgrades for the young gal named Grace, including a hydrotherapy pool. So there you go with that. Yeah, very good feel-good story. From there, a not feel good story is I would probably drown in 2 feet of water. I remember almost drowning when I was a kid. It was summer, and I was up at this like campground, and I remember I didn't know how to swim, so I was walking along the edge inside the pool and kind of just floating along and had my hand on the edge of the pool so that I wouldn't, fall off. And I ended up slipping in and kind of made my way more towards the middle and like was struggling, just kicking. And every once in a while I'd come up and I'd see like sky and trees, and then I'd fall back underneath the water again. And that was just really, really frightening. So just wanted to give you that nightmare fuel. So now if you have horrible dreams about drowning, that's why. You're welcome. All right, from there we go to Australia. Medical experts in Australia are pleading with snake bite victims to stop bringing the offending serpents with them to the hospital. Yeah, I think that's wise, just to not do that. But people involved in bear attacks can still bring in a bear. They can do that. Dr. Adam Michael, director of emergency medicine at Bundaberg Hospital in Queensland, said a suspected snake bite victim came in earlier this month with a highly venomous eastern brown snake in a poorly secured plastic container. It's probably just like a Ziploc bag or something. The staff got a fright, and a serious consequence of that is that it delays people's time to treatment. It's pretty dangerous because no one in the hospital will be able to identify it. And if that snake gets out in an emergency department, that becomes a huge disaster. Does workman's comp cover snake bites? Probably not. Professional snake catcher Jonas Murphy said he's been called out to the hospital on multiple occasions to relocate snakes brought in by patients. And he adds, you know, you're risking a follow-up bite. And you're putting everyone around you in danger as well. Snakes are one of those things that scare a lot of people. We definitely don't want them in the hospital. I don't know. I feel like you should be better safe than sorry. So maybe you keep bringing them in anyways. Just a thought. All right, from there, it is Friday, April 26th. That is 12:21 in the p.m. And weather-wise, it looks chilly. It's raining. Let's see. Let's just throw up. Let's put up the weather app. It's 51 degrees. So, yeah, a little chilly out there. But it is Friday, so let's talk movies really quick. The Deadpool Wolverine trailer is amazing and awesome. And I don't use amazing lightly. I've watched it 6 times. Highly recommend checking that out. It's just a fun trailer. It looks like it's going to be a very fun movie, too. In new movies, I saw The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. That is the new Guy Ritchie World War II, British World War II movie. It's fun. It's hilarious at times. Really good action, like crazy action. And it's produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, Guy Ritchie. And it stars Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, and Carrie Elway. So yeah, Alan Ritchson, of course, from Reacher. We're a big fan of him on the show. And he wanted to be Batman too. Wanted to be a big buff Batman, which would be sweet. But yeah, highly recommend that movie. Guy Ritchie's having a great year with that and the Gentleman TV show. Yeah, check that out for sure. I give that. We like to give things a good or not good on the show, and I'm giving that an outstanding good. And then, so I got this really cool gift for Christmas, which was it's a poster of 100 horror movies. And then it's all done in those like scratchers things. So it's got a layer of film over each movie. And for every movie that you watch, then you scratch that layer of film, that silver, and then you can see a little design of the movie underneath it. And so that's pretty cool. So I've been working my way through the 100 movies, and so this week I watched Talk to Me again, The Wolfman again, the 1941 classic, with Lon Chaney Jr., so good, and then of course Mandy as well. So rewatch those horror flicks, highly recommend those. And then also some big entertainment movie news, not super big, but big for nerds like me, because of the new Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which is, it's Anya Taylor-Joy taking over the Charlize Theron character that she did in Mad Max Fury Road, of Furiosa. So yeah, Anya Taylor-Joy will be playing that character in this new movie, which is coming out on May 24th. So if you want to get ready for that and rewatch all of the Mad Max movies, they're all going to be on Max. Get it? Mad Max? Max? Anyone? Anyone? But yeah, so there you go. So you can get all of those starting May 1st. So you can see the originals. And, you know, a lot of people don't like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I don't mind it. I think it's okay. Come on. give it a little break. But there you go. So check out those movies. You can binge those. And you can binge more of Not Good if you want. Just check them all out. We've got 174 episodes for you. So, yeah, that's a decent amount. And this has been episode 174. And this has been the weekly review. So thank you for checking it out. Thank you, Nalo. Thank you, Unis, for great music. Reach out at notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. That is notgoodwithmatt@gmail.com. We will see you guys in another week. I love you.